Okay, so we're just at this event, Awakening the Dream. Can you tell us in a few words what it means, Awakening the Dream, and what was this talk about? Just like in simple words, what's the main purpose of this talk today? You can just remind us.
The Awakening the Dreamer Symposium was inspired by the Ashuar indigenous peoples who live in the rainforest in Ecuador on the Peruvian border. And their thinking and understanding of the world is more closely to meet with Mother Earth. And their message is that we in the Western world, or wherever we have gone on the trail of consumerism and creating more and faster, and we're just living a wrong dream. That wanting more and more and more and more, faster, 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 is actually the wrong dream, and we can change the dream.
Yeah, and also when I was at the symposium, I heard that it was divided in where we are now and then we are heading. And also, so there are also some examples of inspiration that we can look for, like. And what were these models of inspiration that we have that we can look at and show the young people that there have been examples that things can be done and can change? What are these examples that you show? If you can just tell us. What were these examples? Yeah.
One of the examples is, for example, slavery. When slavery was considered, we have to have slavery for economical growth, it was thought of impossible to end slavery. But then Martin Luther King came along and Rosa Parks came along, and slowly but surely we ended slavery. Or Gandhi took on the liberation of India from which used to be thought of as impossible. Or the Berlin Wall came down, that was a thing of impossibility.
Exactly. So what would you say is the new challenge now that we have to overcome, that we have to dream for, like look forward now? What is that thing that seems impossible but we have to like hope that it can change? What do you think is that new Berlin Wall, that new slavery? What is the new thing now that we have to like try to overcome?
That's an excellent question. I personally believe it's the dream of that nature is a consumer good in order that can be consumed to no ends. And that is the only basis for economical growth. The dream that more, that the assumption that stuff and things are the only economical way of having an income. To a new dream that in harmony with nature, where we respect nature, where nature has rights, that she's, where nature is considered as a living being and we are part of her, and for spiritual fulfillment and our way of income can only really be sustainable if we take into consideration the well-being of humanity, animals and Mother Earth.
Okay, thank you. Just to finish, could you tell us your name and the organization you are from, and on how someone can contact the organization or get access to these ideas, or to follow more of the ideas that were presented at this conference?
My name is Doris Raghetli. I am from Switzerland, and I started the movement rightsofmotherearth.com. I'm also a facilitator of the workshop you just saw here, which is Awakening the Dreamer. .com with an S, awakeningthedreamers.com. And the awakeningthedreamers.com came out of the Pachamama Alliance.org.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah.